Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Members of the United Auto Workers Union, the UAW, will vote Wednesday on a tentative deal with General Motors. The two sides came to an agreement late yesterday. They averted a strike by just 16 minutes. There will be significant gains and job security protections, according to a union statement. And this comes after GM last week posted record operating profits for last quarter, about $3 billion. Jill Schlesinger of CBS News joins us now to take a look. And Jill, union leaders also called this transformative, but sometimes that's the kind of language that union leaders use when they're trying to convince their members to vote for it. So what's the sense? Is this transformative?
I can't say it's transformative. It is interesting, you know, to kind of take a step back. I think this contract negotiation, it did represent the first opportunity that GM workers could have been able to strike since the company filed for bankruptcy back in the financial crisis. And part of the concession was that the union gave up its right to strike. So I guess it's like the first time there was a real threat that GM had something to lose. So whether it ends up being transformative, we don't have the numbers yet. We really don't know what the gains were for the workers. But I think it's transformative in that it does represent progress, that period's behind the union and the company, and now they start actually kind of negotiating on equal ground.
Yeah, and just to further remind ourselves, you mentioned the bankruptcy. You know, this was an industry that had to be rescued, and workers felt that they had really made sacrifices. But wait a second, now there are, I just mentioned, these huge profits. So is that some of the context behind this negotiation?
I think so. I mean, look, nothing happens in a vacuum. So the industry came under tremendous pressure. Now, if you talk to union people, they say, hey, we took it on the chin. If you talk to shareholders, they say, we actually took it on the chin because our stock was worthless. And so both sides got hurt very badly. And in the negotiation process out of that bankruptcy, remember, yes, the union took a lot of, made a lot of concessions, but what was the alternative? I mean, they wanted these entities to survive. And now that the entities have survived and the government did bail them out, so we taxpayers did bail them out. And, you know, it took a long time to kind of get back on their footing. But, you know, the car industry is really having a terrific year this year. So I think in some respects, all the car makers have to be able to reward their workers because they are showing very strong profits.
Now, and we talked when the UAW just agreed to a 4-year deal with Fiat Chrysler last week. Now a contract with GM voting on Wednesday. Here's a quote from a worker in Missouri who was quoted in the Detroit Free Press. This is Darren Gilley at GM's plant in Wentzville. He's one who said, I wanted a package that recognizes all the sacrifices that have been made from back in 2007 until now and recognizes these companies are now enormously profitable. How profitable, Jill? I mean, what do these negotiations tell us about how well Detroit's Big Three are doing?
Well, first of all, we know that GM reported results last week. They made $1.36 billion in the third quarter alone. Okay, so that's a real number. Let's look at the stock price for a second, by the way. GM, all the problems with the ignition switches and all of that, still over the year-to-date is up 1.6%. The Dow's down 1%. I looked up the 5-year for GM. It's up 3.5%. Ford's down 4.1%. And maybe the most telling numbers, I was just pulling up some estimates for October auto sales. It looks like new vehicle sales are on pace to reach the highest level for any October since 2001. This could be the best year ever for car makers since the year 2000.
Well, hopefully for their workers as well. Jill Schlesinger of CBS News, thanks as always.
Take care.